Hawkins comes into the KFGO studio to the tune Hot Blooded by Foreigner. He's carrying a fire extinguisher. He has a firefighter's hat on. Is there a fire in the building, Jurgen? What's going on, man?
I tell you what, this studio is hot. You are on fire this afternoon, and I just brought, I thought I better bring in some protection.
Wow.
So I've got a Badger fire extinguisher here.
Does it work?
Yes, it does. It was recharged. What year is it?
This is 2014.
This was done in April.
Oh, okay. Recharged. So it's fairly fresh.
And I've got this...
The firefighter's hat.
Well, it's the hard hats for highways.
Oh, okay.
It's been hanging around. The pink.
Looks real.
It's the pink hard hat that's been hanging around the news department for 6 months, and I don't know where it came from, but... No, you've just been on fire here today, and I thought I better be careful. As it's
you're okay. You don't have an asbestos suit in the newsroom.
The temperature is about 90 in here.
Let's do the four-pack journey.
Bones are on fire.
Some are not happy with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to be the Grand Marshal of Greater Moorhead Days?
I think I probably just blew that assignment if that was ever an option for me. I was thinking about running for Moorhead City Council at some point in my life.
You know, now that you're going to be annexed,
yeah,
you could.
I could.
Yes, you could.
I was thinking about it.
Were you really?
I have been thinking about this. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You'd have to get this job.
Whenever I'm done with this position.
You'd probably have to get rid of you.
I didn't say that. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that perhaps it's
You might run next year?
No. Next month? No. I'm talking about...
Should we start looking?
No.
Jurgen, I feel like you'd fit in that position pretty well.
This position?
No, Mike's position. Oh, you could be the next Mike McFeely.
No. No, I don't want that.
Don't insult him like that. That's a terrible insult, being the next Mike McFeely. God, that's terrible. No, what I'm saying is that perhaps at some point in my life, later on, whenever I'm no longer here, looking for work, maybe I'd run for city council.
Really?
Maybe I'd run for state...
Really?
Representative or state senator, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know you
had people person, Jurgen.
Aspirations?
I'd go knock on doors. Hey.
I didn't know you had those aspirations. I really didn't know that.
I'd knock on doors in Arbor Park. Hey, guys, how you doing? Beautiful homeless apartment building over there, isn't it? I supported it. What do you think? I would do that. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day in the Mike McFeely Show. Number four.
Monday night's your bowling night, though.
Sure.
That's when they have most of the meetings, the big ones.
Boy, I'd have to give up bowling. That'd be a tough one.
What would the team do?
I just had somebody the other day go, hey, we start bowling again in like 6 weeks. And they were excited about it, Tim Cousy. And I'm going, really? He's like, yeah. Ugh.
What would the team do? You couldn't let them down.
They would be just fine. A venture capitalist in California.
He's a rich fella.
He's a real rich fella. He wants to split California into 6 states, saying that he's collected enough petition signatures to qualify the initiative for the 2016 ballot. He says, quote, California needs a reboot. Tim Draper said, quote, with 6 Californias, we can refresh our government.
They call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Or
I
how?
Guess California 1, California 2, California 3.
It is a
3.
Long state.
You could just...
Yeah, well, you could slice it up.
Somehow I think that Tim's idea would maybe go more with conservative areas, more liberal areas.
Oh,
I get the sense...
I hadn't studied it
with,
that
with him
closely.
Saying California needs a reboot and we can refresh our government... I'm thinking he probably doesn't like the politics of, say,
the governor,
Nancy Pelosi
governor
in
Brown.
San Francisco, or Governor Jerry Brown. I'm guessing that he would probably be more in line with like Orange County politics, which is one of the most conservative areas in the country.
Okay. But he might have, you know, California has got some problems. There's no question about that. And slicing it into 6 little pieces might not be such a bad idea. Something to think about.
It's a terrible idea.
Something to think about.
Be quiet. We could slice North Dakota into 2, east and west, or Fargo and the rest of the state.
Haven't we already done that?
A lot of Fargoans want to come to Minnesota. They just want, they Fargo is almost like a pretend Minnesota city. It is.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, Minnesota.
They all have cabins in Minnesota Lakes Country.
Minnesota without hills.
Yeah, the trees, lakes. They all look at Minneapolis as kind of their place to go. Whereas a lot of people in Bismarck say, what the heck? Just let Fargo go to Minnesota. Bunch of liberals.
Imperial Cass.
Imperial Cass County. Trying to shove this diversion down everybody's throat. Number three. What?
Can you just take a breath?
Serenity now.
It's the apartment building in Moorhead. Now it's the diversion.
Moorhead City Council not quite so excited about the diversion anymore either. Good thinking, guys. Number three, Pam Oliver.
Yes.
Sideline reporter for Fox.
Oh, yes. She's been doing that.
Years.
Many years.
Years.
Yeah, she's kind of one of the stars.
She has been replaced on the top broadcast team of.
I saw it on a broadcast website that she had been promoted.
What? That's what Fox is saying. Oh. They're saying that she's been elevated.
Senior correspondent.
To senior correspondent. Others are saying, no. She's been bumped off the sideline of, is it Joe Buck and Troy Aikman? Are they the top Fox
I think
broadcast
they are,
team?
Yeah. The premier Sunday
Aaron
team.
Andrews is going to replace her in the sideline.
I see.
Many people are saying that she's been bumped, but Fox is saying, no. It's a promotion. She's now going to be a senior correspondent. She's been on the sidelines for 19 years.
What does a senior correspondent at Fox Football do, I wonder?
She's going to do interviews.
Will she be doing those, will she be on the pregame show and throwing around a football? Randy Moss. And all those guys?
I don't think so.
She'll be a big part of the Sunday.
Actually, she's going to continue to be pregame. A sideline reporter. But she's going to be with the announcing team of Kevin Burkhart and John Lynch. Which, of course, begs the question. Who in the hell is Kevin Burkhart?
I know John Lynch.
I know John Lynch is a former safety for the Buccaneers.
Played for many years.
Yes.
They're not the number two team, I don't think.
No, they're the number 19 team.
Well, senior correspondent, it does look like a demotion. On the surface, it does. But I don't know. I'm not that close to it.
Years ago, and I think Pam Oliver does a great job.
I think she does a nice job.
As far as sideline reporters, I mean, ask coaches a question, they walk away.
Well, it's Michelle Tafoya on Monday Night Football.
Yes. Years ago, my wife, Michelle, went to a Vikings game, and I secured a pass for her on the sideline. She hung out with all the muckety-mucks on the sidelines of a Vikings-Packers game.
Can't do that anymore. It's pretty tough now.
Well, but this was a legit thing. It wasn't
right. But
I wasn't pulling any.
No, back in those days, you could do that.
Pam Oliver was the sideline reporter for the Packers Vikings game, and so Michelle saw her work in the sidelines. And Michelle is not a person who fawns over other people, except for me. But
I never detected that.
No. But the game got done, and the first thing she said to me. The first thing she said to me, my God, Pam Oliver is stunning. I said, really? She said, oh my God, does she have a presence about her? She is absolutely stunning. And I said, wow. And so even Michelle was impressed by Pam Oliver's professionalism, certainly, but also the fact that she's a very...
Yeah, I think she's done a nice job, but she just must not be fitting their mold. So she'll be with Lynch and Burkhardsmeyer.
No, I think it was Tom Burkhart.
Okay, yeah.
What's his name again?
I was thinking of...
Kevin Burkhardsmeyer.
The flying eight ball.
No, Kevin Burkhart.
An old race car driver.
The old Red River Valley Speedway
Leo
guy.
Leo
Burkhardsmeyer.
did you know Leo?
Oh, well. One of my jobs at the paper used to be to take phone calls, when I first started there.
The flying eight ball.
Yeah, every... Was it what?
Friday night.
Friday nights. Hey, Mike. Red River Valley Speedway with the results.
Did Rod Miller call us
in? Yep. With soda modifieds or whatever it was.
Yeah. Leo.
Third place, first place. Leo Burkhardsmeyer.
From Bismarck.
He was great.
Flying eight ball.
Number two on our list today. Oh, you're bringing back memories now. Burkhardsmeyer.
Oh.
Wow. What are all Leo's doing these days? Do we know?
I don't know.
If somebody knows what Leo's up to, let us know.
I'm sure somebody does.
I hope he's doing well.
He's not with Fox NFL.
We've
determined that.
He's probably higher in the food chain than Pam Oliver, though. Number two.
I'm not touching this.
The homeless apartments in Moorhead have sparked some controversy on many different fronts, Jurgi, including some comments made by some Fargo police officers, which have Police Chief Keith Turnus none too happy.
Is he up in arms?
Oh, he is. He is steaming right now.
I didn't detect it. He's steaming.
Hot behind the ears.
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
He's hot behind the collar. I don't.
Oh, there you go. Hot on the collar.
I didn't detect that. He was on your program at about 2:35, and he just thought maybe the officers, he didn't want them to come off as sounding though they were representing the police, the police department. And they live in the neighborhood, so there as a resident, they could certainly speak out. But he just didn't think that they should use. Is that my read that he should have said, "Hey, I'm a police officer, and this is what I see, and this is going to be it." That's what he disagreed with.
Yes, yeah, no, yeah. As citizens, they're allowed to say whatever they want to say. They can say, "I live in this neighborhood, and I'm opposed to this because A, B, C, and D." He didn't like the fact that they were Fargo police officers, as if that had something to do with the project or that might be representing the stance of the Fargo Police Department, which it does not.
That's the way I read it, and he's not going to take any disciplinary action. He's reviewed the policy, and he'll meet with them. He'll talk to them about their comments, and we'll move on. So that's the end of it. I'm not going to go any further into this whole shelter here with you because you've got your whole, and everybody's.
I'm getting text messages from Moorhead City Council people right now.
Yes, you are.
They're not happy with me. I'll somehow sleep tonight, but they're not happy with me.
That's why I brought the fire extinguisher in here.
Number one, Jurgi, the All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic, baseball's showcase All-Star Game is tonight at Target Field. Coverage begins here on KFGO at 5:30.
Is the Home Run Derby over?
Yes. Took till about 1 a.m. last night.
I couldn't stay up any longer. I hate to miss it. But they had a weather delay, and then the fireworks went off about 10 after 12. And people that lived near the stadium didn't think that was quite appropriate because it was a little loud. They were tweeting about it, sleepless in Minneapolis. And so I have a connection at the game. My niece's husband is there. So would he be my niece-in-law? He's from Fargo. I'm not going to mention his name. Travis. He's there. And I got an email from my sister-in-law a little bit ago. And he's just, it's just a great atmosphere because I think that you're going to say that it's the All-Star game. Who cares? And nobody cares. But it's beautiful weather.
It's like 46 degrees.
There's the big parade going on. He's got tickets to the game.
Good.
He's in heaven. He's a Twins fan. He's a baseball fan. And it's just like, it's just like one of the best days of his life.
Good.
So what were you going to say about the All-Star game? Because I have an idea.
No, I'm okay with the All-Star game. It's not like gripping drama. It's not something that I would... You know, run
you wouldn't
across.
Drive 250 miles for it.
I didn't, and I could have. So that should answer your question. But I mean, I wouldn't be. I'm not totally negatively against it. It just that it doesn't really turn my crank all.
Well,
in
your little note here that you gave me, you wrote All-Star Game. I can hardly wait. So I looked at that.
Did you detect some disinterest?
I thought, okay, all right, we're excited about it. We have the game here at KFGO. Two Twins in it. They'll play.
Kurt Suzuki and Glenn Perkins. Yes.
And, that's great for Minneapolis. I know, as I said, I know at least one person down there, and I'm sure there are others I know that don't know. I don't know that they're there, but I think it'll be a nice night, and it'll be big for Minneapolis. There's 150,000 people there, and at least.
Showcase the ballpark.
40,000 in the stands.
Sure.
The beer machines will be going. Two beer machines.
Oh. Yep.
And so that's a nice little feather in the cap of the Twin Cities and Target Field, 50-year Target Field.
Your favorite guy, Dick Bramer, going to join us today at 4:35.
Dick's
for his weekly appearance.
Oh, Dick's there. You can measure, the atmosphere, and you'll get a good gauge from Dick as to how what kind of a festive atmosphere there
sure
is right
that
now.
I will. Unless he's at the lake.
He's not working, is he? He's not working.
I don't think
so. You have no idea where he is.
No, he might be at the lake. He might be at the Target Field. We're going to find out at 4:35.
Say hi to Dick. One of my favorites.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.